War Room. Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So the American media and the Democrat Party are such a joke. Vladimir Putin is now trolling them, saying he supports Kamala Harris. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. My guess is there's probably two sides to this coin. But here it is. Here is Putin during a televised interview trolling the pathetic American media and liberal Democrats in clip 14.
But if we can name a favorite candidate, it used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended to all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good, it means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
So, look, he's obviously trolling. And it's funny, actually, to Russians, the Russian media, the Russian government. Remember, like a couple years ago when that one Russian, I forget what role she has in the government, but she was doing the video where she's eating a strawberry, basically making fun of Western women because they aren't feminine anymore. But, you know, it's interesting what he talks about with the laugh. And this is actually, it's trolling, but there's a kind of a serious thing going on there. Where he talks about Kamala's laugh and how she's always laughing, it means everything's good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big joke, is that, is everything good? You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the vice presidency. You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the campaign. Is everything good? Yeah, Maria Zakharova, she's basically the Karine Jean-Pierre, if you will. Who's gay? So Karine Jean-Pierre, she's gay. I'm guessing Maria's not. But is everything good? Because I don't think so. So you should be insulted. More Americans are having to choose between food and energy bills. That's CBS News. That's CBS News interviewing a lady in North Carolina. Sometimes I have to choose whether I'm going to pay the light bill or do I pay all the rent or buy food or not let my son do a sport. But Kamala Harris is cackling and laughing, so everything must be good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big insult. And, you know, it would fly over most people's heads because, quite frankly, Putin's more intelligent than them in the American media and the U.S. government. But that's the big joke. It's like, oh, look, Kamala's laughing and giggling and cackling. Everything's fine. Everything's great. No, it's not. It's actually not. It's not great for the 13 Gold Star families because of the Abbey Gate debacle. It's not good for the families of people like Kate Steinle and Lakin Riley who got killed and raped by illegal migrants let in by the Biden-Harris administration. It's not good for the Americans that are choosing what bill they have to pay to keep the electricity on or to pay their rent. No, it's actually not good. And she just laughs her way through it all. She's not serious, is the joke. She's not a serious person. She's not a serious candidate. But she's having a great time because it's all about her. See, she's laughing her way through everything. So everything must be good, but it's not. Now, who does Putin really want? Well, I would say he would want Trump probably for the sake of peace. If Putin wants peace, then he wants Trump. And I would say that with Trump, he's got a better chance of at least stopping the NATO expansion and stopping the militarization of Ukraine against Russia. So if Putin wants peace, he wants Trump. If Putin wants war, then he probably wants Biden and Harris. The expansion of NATO, the anti-Russian rhetoric, the militarization of Ukraine, that gives him an excuse to go to war. So it really just depends on what he wants. If Putin wants peace, he's for Trump. If he wants war, he's for Harris. So is Putin serious when he endorses Harris? Well, Harris is a joke. No world leader will take her seriously. And so if you're Putin and you're looking at this, okay, well, I'm on the world stage. She's on the world stage. Nobody takes her seriously, so I have the edge. Whereas if Trump's on the world stage and Putin's on the world stage, okay, that's a formidable adversary if you view it that way. Kamala Harris is not formidable to any world leader. She's a cackling joke of a vice president and a candidate for president. And everybody knows it, including Vladimir Putin. So they're laughing at us. Here's the media's response. And by the way, you know, maybe before I get to the media response here, they're claiming, again, look, I'll wait and see what the case is, but they're claiming, oh, look, this is Lauren Chin here, and she's being paid by Russians to influence a U.S. election. You do realize that Chin had been anti-Trump recently? So explain this one to me. So if the Kremlin, because they claim it's the Kremlin, I don't even believe that, but whatever, Russians, the Kremlin, who cares? If they're paying Chin to influence U.S. elections, then why was Lauren Chin anti-Trump and telling pro-lifers not to vote for Trump? Now, again, if you listen to this show, I've been against that. I've been against the pro-life hardliners saying, hey, we can't vote for Trump, even though I myself am pro-life. I understand what's at stake. We got to get Trump in office. So explain that logic to me. If Russia is so pro-Trump, why are they paying commentators and influencers to tell you not to vote Trump? Maybe Putin's being honest. Maybe he does like Harris. Grinning Vladimir Putin suggests support for Kamala Harris as U.S. accuses Russia of election interference. Oh, yeah, paying people to tell you not to vote for Trump. Russians mock U.S. election allegations as Putin teasingly says he supports Harris. Yeah, it's all a big joke. Merrick Garland is a joke. He's a joke. He's not a serious person. He can barely even talk without sniveling. Vladimir Putin trolls U.S. presidential race with endorsement of Kamala Harris. That's CNN. He's trolling. Democrat Representative Jake Auchincloss dismisses Vladimir Putin's support for Kamala Harris. So again, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. He's probably trolling. Who knows who he... I don't think... To Putin, I don't think it makes a difference. He's going to do what he wants to do and what benefits Russia in his eyes. Or himself. But it's funny because these Democrats, they will take anything and always find a way to massage and spin so it fits their worldview. Here's a perfect example. This got seen 10 million times on one X post alone from an Instagram post. I paid less in taxes under Trump, but that's because of Obama. I pay more in taxes under Biden, but that's because of Trump. Wow. So again, anything happens and they find a way to twist it and spin it to fit their worldview. These are liberals. These are not smart people.
Supplements are second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got Elon Musk telling it like it is. We've got some international news we need to get to as well. But you've got the Democrats that are running for office right now, avoiding the press at all costs. So let's see. Let's see here. Joe Biden, after the news today, was spotted in public with his son pleading guilty. Let's see if Joe Biden will ask if he will commute his son or pardon his son, if he'll answer the questions here. Clip 7, guys. Go ahead.
Mr. President, will you commute your son's sentence? Are you glad your son has pled in his case?
Can't be bothered.
Yes, the dulcet sounds of the auxiliary power unit on the helicopter. We've got Fox.
Cannot be bothered to answer a question. Not Joe Biden. He's just the president. Don't bother with that. Okay, maybe Kamala Harris then. Let's see if Kamala will answer a question. Clip 6.
Madam Vice President, will you pardon Hunter Biden?
Okay. Okay. So all the Democrats are running from the press. Joe Biden runs from the press. Kamala Harris runs from the press. Tim Walz runs from the press. They all run from the press. But Kamala got called out for busing people. This was the local CBS News in Boston. Even they're calling her out for busing people in to her rally yesterday in Clip 8.
Behind me, hundreds of invited Harris supporters are leaving and boarding shuttle buses. This was a departure for Kamala Harris, leaving toss-up states to come to New Hampshire.
Oh, man. Even the local news is reporting that they're all being bussed in. Yeah. So much for that fake hype. And they're not talking about Kamala Harris's crowds anymore either, are they? And then some New Hampshire voters were asked about if they supported Kamala. And it went like this in clip 10. And then give me clip 11 after that. Give me 10 and 11 back to back.
I think that the country is very divided.
Currently the wrong direction. Too divided.
Terrible. Open border. All those poor little girls that got murdered. It breaks my heart. And I used to be a Democrat my whole life. I voted for JFK. But now I'm voting Trump all the way.
Very much in the wrong direction. I'm very unhappy with two new wars, Ukraine, what's going on in Israel, the inconsistency of the current administration's message about Israel.
This is my first time coming, and I wanted to support Trump, which I'm very nervous to say because I've never supported Trump. I've been a Democrat my whole life, but my mom's been a Republican, so I just never trusted him. I thought everything that they, I thought he was racist. I didn't like him, but the last 4 years, and then really doing my homework and my research, is when I really found out it was a lot more to it. And so,
well, thank you.
I was excited to be here.
Thank you, Samaya. Thank you for taking a second to speak with us.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Or maybe this sums it up. This went totally viral. And, you know, sometimes it just takes the simplest statement to make all the sense in the world. Even this young blonde girl, defeating all the stereotypes, even she has figured it out in clip 15.
Y'all, the truth is as simple as this. If Trump was going to do all the horrible things that they say he's going to do, he would have done them already. And if Harris was going to do all the amazing things that they say she's going to do, she would have done them already.
Any questions? I think that pretty much wraps that. By the way, I think that we have a video for this to kind of close out the situation with the illegal immigrants. Do we have the Chuck Schumer video that was brought to me? So let's hear this. So the Democrats bring in 20 million illegal aliens. They want them to vote, and they want them to be citizens, according to Chuck Schumer.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
However many there are. And that's the only way America is going to be successful, says Chuck Schumer. What a dickhead. Again, you, the American, you suck, you're worthless, you're trash, you're a dirty American, says that dirty, dirty rat. He's a dirty rat, Chuck Schumer. He's the biggest rat. You know, New York has a rat problem. Schumer's the biggest rat, but he got elected to Congress. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The only way America can be successful is if we legalize criminal aliens? What a jerk. But he said it. But we all know what's going on. They need the votes. The Democrats need the votes. They're losing their voter base. They are importing votes from the third world and offering them free stuff so that they'll vote Democrat. That's what's going on here. By the way, this is a Colorado resident talking about the Venezuelan gangs. His perspective from just moving there in clip 18.
Dude, I've lived in Colorado now for like, I don't know, 4 months. And, you know, you started hearing about, like, the migrants and stuff in Aurora. And then it, like, escalated. You know, they're taking over in, like, more than one apartment complexes. And, like, extorting residents for rent. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing? Like, they're saying that the police won't do anything. The feds won't do anything. Marshals won't do anything. Okay, well, like, where are the vets at? Like, I'm dead ass. Hit me up. Like, if we can get a couple squads plus, this is an invasion. This is an enemy domestic. Holy shit. Let's do it.
Now, what's crazy about that commentary, it's two things. One, it's going to be the American gangs that end up dealing with it for their own self-interests. So you're going to have international gang warfare. They're going to be the ones dealing with it. So that'll be nice. When that pops off, I'd probably get out of town for a couple days. But, you know, kind of the deeper issue, it really just shows how the military has been abused and how the men and women of the military have been abused for special interests and foreign interests. And that's just the truth. And it's really sad. It's really a shame. Some of the best of us sign up to join the military, and they join it for the right reasons. And then they basically just get pawned off to special interests, the military-industrial complex, or fighting some other nation's wars like Israel and the Middle East. So, yeah, you're not going to get the military to come to the rescue for Americans. You're not going to get the military to come to the rescue and fight for American causes. They're too busy fighting for the military-industrial complex. They're too busy fighting for Israel. They're too busy fighting for other special interests. Not for you, the American, anymore. It's really upsetting, isn't it? And it's like, That's what you get. You get a foreign invasion at our southern border and you're told to like it. And then the military gets sent to, you know, 50 other countries to go play in the sand or set up as an affront to Russia. It's an abuse of our military. It's our military being bought and paid for by dirty rats like Chuck Schumer, by the way. Yeah. Bring them home and put them to work to save the country. But that's not what the special interests want. That's not what the military-industrial complex wants. That's not what NATO wants. That's not what the Israeli lobby wants. So we don't get that. We get the invasion, and then we get foreign wars that we have to pay for.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking